Tuesday, January 20th, 1:16 p.m., Mediterranean coast of Israel. A shock of anticipation moved through the team. Could they really be that close? Or was this another massive, time-consuming diversion? And even if it was true, what exactly were they supposed to do? March into Jerusalem with a few bags of explosives and blast their way to the temple treasures? Natasha tried to keep everyone's expectations in check. She cautioned that over the decades, numerous archaeologists had prospected around the pool to no avail. A few had even been arrested. There was also the very real possibility that the reference to the Pool of Siloam was in fact another decoy. After all, none of the locations directly mentioned in the Copper Scroll had yet borne out to be true. Why should this one? Could the treasures be hidden behind a wall inside Hezekiah's tunnel? Bennett wondered. Natasha chewed on that for a little while. It would certainly be consistent with the text and with the location, she agreed. The Pool of Siloam was an open-air water garden, no roof, no covering, and directly visible from at least three sides. The tunnel, on the other hand, was a perfect hiding place. Long, dark, narrow, and waist-deep, with often freezing running water from the Gihon Spring. It certainly would have been hidden from the prying eyes of Roman soldiers 2,000 years ago, not to mention the watchful eye of Israeli soldiers today. Natasha went back and examined several other missing verses, then zeroed in on verse 16 from the Ezekiel passage. He then brought me into the inner court of the house of the Lord. And there, at the entrance to the temple, between the portico and the altar, were about 25 men, with their backs turned toward the temple of the Lord, and their faces toward the east. They were bowing down to the sun in the east.
I think that's it, said Natasha at last.
What? Asked Bennett, as Erin checked her watch.
I think that's the clue we're looking for, Natasha said excitedly.
Which one?
He then brought me into the inner court, Natasha explained. I think we're supposed to go into Hezekiah's tunnel, into the exact center.
You're sure? Erin pressed, noting that they had to move soon if they were going to move at all.
Wait, there's something else, said Natasha. Between the portico and the altar, that's another clue. We need to go halfway into the tunnel and then move 25 paces from the precise center.
How would we know which way? Asked Bennett.
Well, said Natasha, in the passage it says the men were doing something evil. They had turned their backs toward the temple of the Lord and bowed east, toward the sun. I say we do the opposite. We'll go 25 paces west and try and break through the tunnel wall on the side facing the temple, digging toward the temple mount.
Bennett's heart was pounding. Everyone's was. He didn't fully understand it, but he trusted Natasha's experience. It had, after all, gotten them this far. Now, all they needed was a plan.